Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced he will resign as party leader and prime minister after the Liberal Party concludes a robust, nationwide, competitive leadership race, putting to end several weeks of tumultuous speculation. Trudeau told reporters at Rideau Cottage on Monday that Governor-General Mary Simon approved his request to prorogue Parliament until March 24, a move aimed at buying his party time to hold a leadership contest while fending off the possibility of a fallen government. That's because opposition parties had said they would topple the government upon the planned return from the holiday break on January 27. Despite our best efforts to work through it, Parliament has been paralyzed for months after what has been the longest session of a minority parliament in Canadian history, Trudeau said. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election. The PM admitted the decision came following long talks with his family and reflections about his political future over the holidays, after Chrystia Freeland's dramatic resignation as finance minister. Trudeau admitted yesterday the departure of his key political partner was a big blow underpinning his decision to leave, but otherwise declined to wade into private conversations or provide further details as to why he asked her to step down in the first place. Whether there were other turning points remains unclear, as Trudeau was mum on what made him change his mind over the break amid conflicting reports that he would stay on or leave. He added he's a fighter, but internal divisions had become untenable. I'm not someone who steps back from a fight. Oppo parties skeptical of reset claims. Trudeau framed his decision as offering a two-part reset, arguing that prorogation will allow the party to bring in a refreshed legislative agenda in March and his exit from the top job will hopefully take down the temperature in Parliament. Opposition parties appeared unappeased. CPC leader Pierre Poilievre commended Trudeau for finally leaving, but said all Liberal MPs are complicit in helping him break the country over the last 9 years. He renewed his calls for an election and vowed to put Canada first in a pre-recorded message, but did not take reporters' questions. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh chided the Liberals for being focused only on themselves, arguing the party does not deserve another chance, regardless of who is at its helm. Singh also said it is completely wrong to shut down Parliament by proroguing, arguing his party has shown it is willing to work for voters by making progress on files like PharmaCare. He confirmed that regardless of who the Liberals choose as the next leader, his team will not support the government on a confidence vote following a speech from the throne, which would trigger an election when MPs return in March. Green leader Elizabeth May described Trudeau's decline as a slow-motion train wreck, but commended him for always making time for his family and children throughout politics. Bloc leader Yves-François Blanquette, meanwhile, expressed doubt that there will be a significant difference between a Liberal Party under a new leader and Trudeau, arguing the only tenable path forward is to have an election as the party cannot undergo a transformation in a matter of months. Blanquette also pleaded with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to give Canada a few more weeks before bringing in tariffs so the party can get its affairs in order. That's among the several moving parts Ottawa is contending with in the coming weeks, as Trump gears up to move into the White House on January 20. The Liberal Party plans to publish leadership rules in the coming weeks, though heavy hitters like ex-Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney are already reported to be organizing or mulling a run. Other hopefuls are expected to emerge in the coming days, with Trudeau hinting cabinet ministers interested in campaigning for his job will not have to step aside from his inner circle to focus on their bid. That could prove pivotal as some possible contenders, like Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc and Innovation Minister François-Philippe Champagne, will have their plates full in leading the charge on Canada-U.S. relations. So far, both have been coy about possible leadership aspirations. But if interested, the party's leadership race could throw a wrench into their efforts to dissuade Trump from moving on his promised 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. Bumpy ride ahead. Trudeau acknowledged there will be confidence votes when MPs return to Ottawa at the end of March, but swatted away suggestions that the timeline will be a hindrance for his eventual successor. Opposition parties continued to jockey for an election yesterday following his announcement, meaning the next Liberal leader could have little time to introduce themselves to voters ahead of what could be an imminent vote. But Trudeau expressed confidence that a new captain could, absolutely, win against Poiliev. There is always going to be the challenge of having a leadership race while a parliament would face confidence votes in the course of delivering supply to the government. This is something that we're going to navigate through, he said. But I truly feel removing the contention around my own continued leadership is an opportunity to bring the temperature down and have a government that will focus on the complex issues that are coming forward. A new era. A reflective PM also expressed regret over breaking his electoral reform promise, in which he pledged 2015 would be the last election run under a first-past-the-post system. While he maintained it would have been irresponsible to do so given there was no consensus among opposition parties on the matter, Trudeau said he's hopeful that his exit will lead to less polarization in the system. Canadian Chamber of Commerce President Candace Lawing commended the PM for making the right call to resign, urging businesses and politicians to unite in dealing with an incoming Trump administration. She said the next prime minister must hit the ground running and be laser-focused on boosting Canada-US ties. The time for wasteful spending and overtaxation is done. We need to aim higher and deliver the better life all Canadians deserve, she added while thanking Trudeau for his service. The Climate Action Network Canada thanked Trudeau for bringing in a revolution in how we tackle climate change in Canada, but warned it's become clear under his tenure that the fossil fuel industry's grip on policy and politics needs to be dismantled. Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East called the PM's announcement a chance for the feds to decisively shift course on their position in Gaza. Political reaction also spilled in, with Freeland thanking him for his services and ex-housing minister Sean Fraser, who is not seeking re-election, adding that Trudeau made the right decision to step down amid international divisions.